Hallo Christina.
Hallo Roberto.
Na, wie fühlst du dich heute? Defekt oder exzellent?
Ach, schön, dich zu sehen, Roberto.
Ja, finde ich auch. Hallo.
Wie fühle ich mich heute? Habe ich noch gar nicht bei meinem stressigen Tag heute drüber nachgedacht. Ja, ich fühle mich exzellent.
Oh.
Aber sag jetzt nicht wieder, oh, wie kommt's?
Oh, wie kommt's? Wie kommt's? Warum fühlst du dich exzellent?
Ich war ja jetzt eine Weile in Deutschland unterwegs, ganz im Norden an der See und unten am See.
An der Nordsee oder an der Ostsee?
An der Ostsee und danach am Bodensee. Und ich fühle mich so exzellent, weil ich wieder hier bin.
Ja?
In Berlin bin, ja.
In so deiner Heimatstadt, in der Stadt,
so
die du so sehr liebst.
Ist weg zu sein. So schön ist es auch immer wieder für mich, nach Hause zu kommen. Und ich bin glücklich, dass wir heute diesen Podcast machen, Roberto. Und ich freue mich, dich zu sehen. Und wie geht's dir denn?
Ja,
defekt oder exzellent?
Mir geht's auch heute exzellent. Wow. Wieder mal. Nach langer Zeit geht's mir wirklich exzellent. Und zwar, weißt du warum? Ich habe heute etwas gemacht, was wirklich sehr außergewöhnlich für mich ist, denn ich habe meinen Eltern geschrieben, die ja nicht hier leben, sondern fern von Berlin leben, nämlich in der Schweiz leben. Und du weißt ja, ich will meinen 50. Geburtstag dort feiern im Sommer.
50 im Sommer.
Genau.
Wow.
Und ich habe da so ein paar Entscheidungen getroffen, wen ich da einladen möchte und so. Und sie waren damit nicht so einverstanden. Und deswegen musste ich ihnen heute mal ein bisschen was erzählen über mein Leben, was sie nicht so wussten. Und habe ihnen das dann geschickt. Und das war befreiend für mich. Das war irgendwie ganz gut. Ja, genau. Und deswegen fühle ich mich heute exzellent. Und außerdem fühle ich mich heute exzellent, weil wir einen super tollen Gast haben, auf den ich mich schon so ewig lange freue, auch wenn sie immer nie Zeit hatte. Aber jetzt endlich haben wir es geschafft und darauf freue ich mich sehr.
Ich auch. A very warm-hearted welcome to Wendy Husser.
Hallo, Wendy.
Hi,
Wendy. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. I'm so happy to see you guys today. This is wonderful already.
Nice. I'm very happy in our episode. I hear the title of our episode. Oh, yeah. Please, ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, we have to say that now we change in English because not because Wendy doesn't speak German, because she speaks very good German. She speaks better German than we English.
Yes.
But we decide to do it today in English. Our episode is calling Between Near and Far.
Yeah, wow, great. Very good. Yeah, we are delighted to have you as our guest today, Wendy.
Thank you
so much. And I want to ask you the same question we do at the beginning at our podcasts. How are you feeling today? Defective or excellent?
That is such a loaded question. Because normally I'm always in between, right?
Yeah.
Like some of the day it's sort of like defective. That's why I had trouble getting here because I don't know how to use the maps on my iPhone.
Yeah.
But then I feel excellent because I'm just so happy to see both of you. And
Thank you so much.
I love this day and it's April Fool's, so I'm always in the middle, you know.
In the middle. Yeah, we know that.
It's very near to my feelings.
It's not far away from me.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun with that title.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I want to introduce you, Wendy.
Okay.
And just tell a few steps of your exciting life. You say about yourself, you are a happy 61-year-old.
That
I
is
like
true.
That so much.
Very happy.
You are African-American, born in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
From the beginning of your life, your family moved a lot. Because your father was in the U.S. Air Force.
That's right. Air Force brat.
As a little girl from 2 to 4, And from 1987 to today, you live in Germany.
That's right. That's right.
First in Frankfurt am Main.
When I was two, I lived on a farm near Landstuhl, someplace in the Pfalz, I think.
In Baden-Württemberg, oh, is it near Stuttgart also?
No, it's Kaiserslautern.
Ah, where is Kaiserslautern, that? Okay.
That's where I was first, and then...
Ah, that's Rammstein almost.
Yes, exactly, The group and the place, yeah.
And then Frankfurt am Main, and since 2009 in Berlin, right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Something about your work. You work as a professional freelance trainer for business English?
I do.
And business communications, meetings, correspondence, and so on. Mm-hmm. And you work as a presentations public speaking coach.
That's right. I do. I love that. It's so fun.
Yeah. Okay.
And as an aspiring semi-professional moderator for conferences and panel discussions.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
And your clients are companies or business people.
That's right.
And what's very interesting, since 3 years, you have an own company with your husband, an e-commerce business, right?
That's right.
Face Vital.
We will talk about it.
We will talk about it later.
Okay.
And another part of your life is that you are a people person.
I think so.
With many interests and hobbies.
Yes.
And I think we will talk about later. And back to the beginning of your story. Most of your life you live in Germany, right?
Yes.
Far from your hometown. What's the reason?
That's a good question, actually. I was trying to, when I knew that I was going to be on the show today, I thought, okay, I better come up with some things to say, right? So, I had to ask myself, well, the first time I came to Germany, that was not by choice because my dad was in the Air Force, so... The second time I came to Germany, it wasn't that I was really coming to Germany. I wanted to come to Europe. I just wanted to visit an auntie that I had who lived in Frankfurt. But I was on my way to Italia.
I was on my way to Italy.
Imagine, I'm 27. I've got nothing to do except travel around. Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to Italy for various reasons. I mean, people of my generation remember that young women were interested in marrying a count called, you know, Carlo.
Did you saw Italian movies in this time?
I saw...
When it comes to the Italian feelings?
Well, because I saw Fellini movies and I thought, oh, this is N. Marcello Mastroianni.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows that Italy has the best shoes. You can't get new shoes in Germany.
Nice.
And I thought, I will live in a villa. I will marry a handsome Italian.
Oh.
I will eat spaghetti and I will have lots of kids. I will be fat. And I'll just be happy. That was the plan, right? But so naive.
Roberto is now very happy.
So naive. It's true. It's really true, Roberto. Really
and
true.
What brings you then to Germany as a way you stayed in here?
Well, actually, sometimes in life things happen and then you know that you should go ahead and live whatever dreams that you had. So I had a tragedy in my life at 27. My youngest brother died and he was 20. And that was like, okay, you know what? I have to live my life. I have to go ahead and do whatever I want, what I think is important. And it had always been my dream to live outside of America. I love America, but I think it's such a, sometimes it's such a strange place. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to go. And my first thing was to come to Germany and visit my aunt who lived in Frankfurt am Main. And to stay with her. And then I said, okay, I will get a train pass. I will travel.
Interrail.
I will go around
Interrail.
And so that's exactly what I did. And then I said, I will just see how life
would take to do.
Yeah. So, okay.
I have a very important question because because you know my man is very interested about this episode. I told him that you are our guest and he's very interested to hear this episode because he also lives far away from here. He doesn't live here in Berlin, and his birthday is the 11th of April. Okay. Your birthday is the 10th of April.
I will probably like him a lot.
So you are Aries. Yes. Yeah? And you are both very strong persons. And I want to ask you what because I'm a lion. I'm a lion. Ah. Yeah. Lion, Löwe. I'm a lion. And so I want to ask you, how can a lion deal with a strong Aries? What advices do you have?
So,
please,
I'm just wondering if your partner is listening to this, but okay, it's sort of like this. Actually, the interesting thing, Roberto, is that my husband is also a Leo.
Oh, Leo too. Oh my God.
We have the same
constellation.
We have the same issues. But then I think that the wonderful thing about Aries and Leo together is that the energy level, you know, the level of feeling and of passion and of activity that you have. It's very exciting being a partner to a fire sign, right? So Aries people, one thing that I think is we hate boredom. Yeah, this is our enemy. Mm-hmm. If there's something to do, most Aries I know, they have a head that just goes up and down like this. We generally don't have no in our vocabulary. It's like, do you want to do this? Yes. What about the yes? Yes. So I think most Aries people are yes people.
Yes.
And sometimes I think Leos are sort of like, well, yes, but how will I?
Yes, we are mostly yes, but.
Exactly.
We have to try to put it away, but. It's not so good. Yes, but.
But it's not a very good word.
No.
It is a good word if it has an extra T. in some cases, but I think the secret to being with an Aries person is just simply to give us enough room, you know, let us play, let us be ourselves, let us be, you know, impulsive, even if you as a Leo can see this doesn't look good. We need Leos to come, as my husband would say, to come and get you out of every situation that you get yourself in. Leos are the ones that say, okay, they're doing that. I will handle this.
That is very interesting.
Okay. Your partner might be a little bit different, but
okay, I learned something about Leos.
Yeah, I learned too. You have a question? Because I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, you have a question about Denver.
I have a question about Denver because you were born in Denver.
Yes, I was. Yeah?
In Colorado. Yes. I read it on Google that is on the foot of the Rocky Mountains.
Absolutely.
So you see from Denver, the Rocky Mountains?
Yes, if you have a chance to go to the U.S., of course, everyone goes to New York. Of course, it's a good place to go. But the western part of the U.S. is my favorite part. Yeah. And Colorado is absolutely gorgeous. So you get up in the morning, and it's true, Roberto, when you wake up, the city is in a valley.
Yeah.
So you wake up and you have the Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
which,
my God.
These are not small hills, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, they are.
The Rockies are pretty high, right? And even in July, in the summer months, some of those mountains actually still have snow on them.
Yeah.
So the thing that I love, it's changed a lot since I was there, but the thing that I loved so much about Denver was, of course, the mountains. The fact that it's a very tolerant city.
Okay.
So it was always very cosmopolitan. We have a lot of different, you know, diverse groups living there. And it was a fun place to live. It was really fun to live there.
I read that really Denver nice. Is a, or was a gold digger metropole.
Yes.
So in the past,
it was gold, all kinds of metal mining. It was the Wild West, basically.
Yeah. Whoa. So it's the country, the city. It's a rich city too.
I think it's a rich city now, but not because of all that gold and mining.
Yeah.
I think Denver is quite a well-off community because, yeah, maybe because a lot of people have moved. So we have a lot of this gentrification. We have a lot of people that see that Denver's a good place, you know, to move and to raise your kids and all of that kind of story. So, but in general, I think we do have some mining. I believe we still have some silver mining. Of course, it's a ski town. I mean, I think that's how we make a lot of money with Aspen.
Yeah, right. Okay.
We have the Olympics,
yeah.
It's winter kind of things. Mm-hmm. So Denver is a really, it's a cool place. And I haven't been there in years. I have some friends that still live there. But it was never, it's not my home in that sense.
Yeah.
But I'm still very proud to be in Denver. I'm proud of
we
that.
We can
it's
feel
beautiful.
It now. Yeah.
And
when you were there the last time?
The last time that I was there was in about 2008, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2008. I went there because my mother... my mother passed away, so I had to go there. My mother was a Denverite. She was from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there, you know, to make arrangements, different things like this.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I still have a soft spot in my heart for that town.
I have to say that I grew up with Denver Clan. I don't know if you know what it says. Denver Clan was my favorite series when I was a child. I really saw it. And you know what? My favorite character in it was Dominique Devereaux.
Oh, God.
Do you know Dominique Devereaux? She was played by the amazing Diane Carroll. And she was a very tough black American woman.
Yes, she was.
And you are also a very tough black American woman.
I'm not that tough, Roberto.
You look really tough.
We have to keep that a secret. I mean, I'm a strong person, but on the inside, if there's any trouble, I generally just get the hell out. But I run. But I'm strong in my own way, but I wouldn't consider myself to be like a, you know, some people are just really tough. You know, they're very strong. They are assertive, sometimes aggressive. They put their foot down, and I'm a strong person, but I would not call myself tough. I'm strong.
Strong. Okay.
But I'm not like tough.
Not
like
tough.
This.
Okay.
I fall over easily.
Yeah.
My strength is that I can pick myself back up. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is how I am.
Yeah.
Dominique Devereaux was real. They had many tough women in that show. It's called Dynasty in English.
Dynasty. Yes.
I used to watch that all the time.
Dynasty.
Yeah. It was just, people filmed in Hollywood, though.
But can I ask you, because also you, Christina, and you, Wendy, why are you so strong? But what does...
The life told us.
What does... was hat euch so stark gemacht? How is it in English?
What made you strong?
Yeah, what made you strong?
Our generation is a generation to fight for their rights. The first time after some periods, women especially, fight for their rights and make a break with their families, not a real break, but they want to fight against all the tradition, and that was my family. I don't like that. And so we have to be a woman in the style I want to be, not a housewife in the kitchen with children and so on, like my father want I shall do. So I had to fight for all my being and rights, and maybe that makes me strong inside, very, very smoothie, but yeah, strong. Thank you that you see me as a strong woman. Thank
absolutely.
I see you as a strong person too, Christina.
Thank
I think
you.
One thing that I see in you, first of all, I think strength looks different you know, strength has a lot of different masks. Mm-hmm. So strength in one person looks different in another person. Mm-hmm. And I think part of being strong in your case is also being determined, right? Having a goal and being, okay, this is what I want, and then going to that goal.
Yeah.
It's
thank
like
you.
Persistence.
Yeah,
that's what I see.
That's like you are.
Yeah. To a certain extent, yeah. I think mm-hmm. there's a lot of, my grandfather used to say, if it doesn't kill you, Wendy, it will make you stronger. And I absolutely, I hated that because I thought
why?
I don't want to be strong. I would really not like, I want an easy life. Yeah. I don't want to have these, you know, these things that challenge me to be strong. I don't want to have a reason to be strong. I don't, but okay, with time you learn.
Yeah, but you have also a business. You decide to have a business with your partner.
Yes.
You are the owner of Face Vital.
Yes.
There are a website there is calling www.facevital.com and this is a lifestyle platform that mm-hmm. offers selected exclusively oh my god I hate these words in English selected exclusively available beauty equipment.
Yes.
And stands for a new consciousness beauty empowerment.
Did we write that card?
Yeah, you write it, yes.
Yeah,
and it sounds very good.
Okay.
And I want to ask you something.
Okay,
I want to ask
then.
You something.
Me too.
about your business with your
okay.
partner. Because, you know, for someone like me, I become 50 now in July, and I see that my skin looks sometimes tired. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the wrinkles that makes me that I have a problem with, so,
right.
but much more that sometimes I look very tired.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would recommend to me from mm-hmm. your product that you have on your shop?
Well, first of all, Roberto, I hope that the listeners will definitely look at your picture because I think you have great skin.
Oh!
Right? I'm not a dermatologist.
My knee.
At 50, we...
Thank you so much.
Wow.
We can stop the
yes,
podcast
exactly.
now.
I'm done. At 50, one is happy that you know
yeah,
that you
absolutely.
Have a face, basically.
Yeah.
I think.
right.
But our challenge today is, Roberto, that Wendy is happy.
But yeah, well, but there are some products to look a little bit less tired.
Well, actually, you know what, Roberto? A lot of this is, a lot of the things that maybe you need are not necessarily on the website.
Okay.
So, but there are some things that naturally, you probably do need to take more water. I mean, really drink a lot more water
okay.
to get rid of this maybe like gray sort of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that you can do is that we have a vitamin C serum. Vitamin C that you can, it's our, first of all, our products can be used by everybody. All skin types, whatever. But we have this vitamin C serum, which should help to revitalize some of the, you know, some of the tireder patches. Another thing is,
why
I found this out.
That?
Vitamin C, vitamin C.
Yeah.
Vitamin C,
yeah.
Sorry. No, that's no problem. Vitamin C, I have
okay.
a strange accent. But...
No. It's not your accent, it's our English.
No.
But okay.
This is fun. So one thing that you could do is to use like vitamin C serum, and then you have to realize that it should be every 30 days our skin kind of like, we're like snakes. We should get rid of the layers. And when we're younger, these layers come off more easily.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
older we get, the slower this process becomes. So your face ends up maybe looking a little bit tired or not as fresh.
Yeah.
So another thing you could try doing is to get some scrubs and also exfoliate. So we do have something that you can clean the pores with a little bit around the nose area.
Okay.
You can try a little bit of that. We have things that will help these dark circles under your eyes, an eye massager.
Does he use it?
I don't know if he uses it, but sometimes I use it.
That's why I have two confessions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So that really does help. You can also try to get this, you can try to go to your cosmetologist and ask him or her what kind of things you need, right? We have a lot of different products, but the main thing is that people should always do two things. They should trust themselves, and then, of course, they should seek professional help. I mean, of course, we want to make sales, but our job is not to hurt anyone. We don't want to make whatever you have worse. So it's very important that you know your skin, you take good care of your skin inside and out, and if our things can help you in that, we can do, we're happy to do that, right? But your skin looks great.
It's so beautiful, because you say also in on the website, you say that we are all beautiful. Can you define what makes a person beautiful?
The point is what we wanted to do is we wanted to expand the definition of beauty, because beauty has always been a very narrow concept, right? So sometimes beauty has meant that you have to weigh like 55 kilos, or you have to be 19 years old, or you have to be blonde, you have to be white, you have to be, woman. And so what we are trying to say with that statement is that there's beauty to be found in everyone. We don't want anybody to continue to define themselves and measure themselves by whatever the beauty industry says is beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So every one of us, and we do believe this, every one of us has something, of course, as a being, that's one thing. But every one of us has something that is aesthetically pleasing, right? Some people have beautiful hands, beautiful eyes, a beautiful smile, lovely feet, right? And if you see that and you focus on that, slowly but surely the person begins to see other things about that. And I do believe if we focus on the positive in people, and we show that you have something already, it's much easier to build on that. If you instead of saying, I don't have, look at the beauty industry is full of telling you what you lack. You don't have a size this, you have wrinkles, you have acne. It's always about what you don't have. It's never about what you already have and what you can make better, right?
Okay.
So part of it is like a protest.
Nice, very nice.
Yeah, but I read on your website, for a beautiful you, right? For a more beautiful you. And I ask myself, the idea of the company is something has to do with your aging, because your company is only 3 years old. That's something, the idea to make some products for beauty. Is that an idea of your aging? And the second is, I understand your products, that you can come nearer to your own beauty and not to a made beauty from other people or some. Is that right?
I really like how you said that, Christina. I'm going to have to write that down and put that on the website. Maybe we'll do some ads on Google with that. I'm just kidding. But so the idea behind the company, first of all, was not mine.
Okay.
It was my husband's idea.
Oh,
okay.
This is his brainchild. So the idea was to do three things. We had three goals. First of all, to do something to have some kind of income, because age is also a factor. One day, maybe we don't want to work so hard. We want to sit down. We want to enjoy our life. But you still need to have some income coming in.
Yes.
So to have some passive or, income coming in that wasn't from our jobs. The second thing was was is, okay, beauty, of course, you know, I've always been interested in beauty, but not in the sense of interested in beauty. Uh-huh. I've always been a person to criticize whatever the beauty industry is trying to do to me, right? Because as an African American, yeah. we have not always been recognized as being beautiful, yeah. like you said, with yeah, Diane yeah. Carroll, uh-huh. yeah. or only certain types of us have been recognized. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. I've always been really kind of anti-beauty, all of that. Yeah. But he is an IT consultant, so he's interested in like technology. Ah. So he wanted to find, and he said, we should do something together. So this is the first, we don't have children, we have a company, right? Yeah, sure. So people have children together, we have yeah. a company together. Nice. So it was
you need a project together.
Yeah,
no?
A project together.
You need a project yeah. together.
Yeah, okay. a project okay. together. That yeah. was the idea. So yeah. those were the
ideas.
And his idea
was his beauty? Are you beauty?
Well, I think as a Leo, Leos are also very concerned about, you know, yeah. the way that they look, which is yeah. fine, oh, yeah. right? Yeah. We Aries people assume that, yeah, we're probably okay, you know, we'll manage somehow, right? But I think Leos are very concerned about their mm-hmm. outward appearance, as my husband is to a certain extent, but it's more like a health thing with him,
okay.
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's more like health. So he thought, okay, and then he asked his wife because he thought, oh, she's a woman, of course, she does this with her hair, she does this, so she'll do it too. She's here. We have yes, yes, yes.
So what is his job on the business?
So he in our business, he's the CEO.
The CEO.
And yeah, you?
I'm the director of marketing.
Ah, okay, okay. So,
yeah.
Okay, but the interesting thing is that, or do you have another question about the company?
Not about the company.
Not about the company.
You have about.
I have. I no, because I want to change to the next
yeah,
topic.
But I want to tell you want something very funny.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Now about your life, Randy.
Okay. Okay.
That makes a bridge about that we talked yet. Because your husband, Edwin, is a billionaire, right?
No, he's not.
No, I thought.
He's not.
No.
No, he's not. Neither one of us are Berliners.
He is a German.
He's German.
But he lived in Berlin sometimes or never?
He did live in Berlin a few years ago.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. he did some, his job, he's an IT expert. Yeah. So mm-hmm. he's a consultant for internet security systems.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
So that's real technology. Mm-hmm. Our devices are just kind of household.
Yeah, okay.
So, but he was born actually in, he was born outside of Germany, but his parents are German.
Ah, so where he's born?
He was born in Riga, actually.
In Riga?
In Latvia.
In Latvia.
But his parents, wow. are not Latvian. They are German.
They are German.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he every time lived in Riga? No.
They came back to Germany? They came back to Germany, and then most of his life was spent, I would say his formative years were spent down south. In Baden-Württemberg, which is a difficult place to grow up, I think for some people. And so, that's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. But the thing is, you are American, he German. He lives in Miami, and you live
here
in Berlin.
Why? What tell is that? Us
that
why?
Is
why?
Doesn't that very same thing?
Doesn't that seem really strange? I mean, I'm here with the ice things, the ice Heiligen or these ice
Heiligen,
monsters, right? I'm the older one. He's over there. He's younger. It's 90 degrees, you know, 28 degrees.
Yeah.
The beach is right there. Something is not right.
Something is not right.
This relationship.
But why do you decide this? Why you decide to don't leave or the most time not in the same place?
That is interesting, and that's really the topic, I think, of this near and far.
Yeah.
So I think from... We were like most couples in the beginning. When you first fall in love, you're inseparable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inseparable. So we lived together for quite a few years, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe five or something. And then he always had to go away to work because he was in the IT business. Mm-hmm. And there are only a few places where that level of IT, you know, can be done. So he started leaving and I could not always go with him everywhere. And I didn't want to go with him everywhere because I needed to just be stable, to develop my clients, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how things started. But we decided a long time ago that I think the most important thing is he's my partner. He's not my property.
I love this.
He's my partner. He's not my property. And the same thing is true for me.
Yeah.
The point is that a lot of times you've heard of other people, they live in the same house and they're still like miles away.
So
geography is not really the point here. In our case, I can only speak for us, in our case, each one of us needs a lot of space for ourselves. We need a lot of space for ourselves and to develop ourselves. And the only way to have, I think, a successful relationship, regardless of how you do it, is each partner has to have enough room to be themselves.
Wow, I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
If I love myself, they will love me. If I take good care of myself, I'm not only taking care of myself and being selfish, I'm taking care of someone that my husband loves, you see? When he takes care of himself, he's taking care of himself, but he's also taking care of someone that I love. So the key point is really to love yourself. It doesn't mean to be selfish and say, I can't do this, I can't do that. We all have to make a compromise, that's true. But you have to just allow people to develop and to be themselves. And for us, that's just the way things have evolved.
Is this also the secret of a good working distance relationship? To trust? So is it trust? Is it the work on yourself? What are the secret to that is possible for a good working distance relationship?
So that's a good question, Roberto. But that is something that you have to read maybe in Brigitte or Freundin. You're going to have to read that in the women's magazine. I say that because every relationship is different. Every relationship is something that is sacred.
Yeah.
So when people come together, it could be that they have some kind of destiny with each other. Or it could just be that, you know, that's not really the person. So every relationship is different. If you ask me, the secret to maintaining any relationship, you need two things. First of all, you need to love the person. And I mean love meaning love the person that you love them so much you are willing to let them go if they will be happy. You see?
Yeah.
That's what love is.
Absolutely.
Love means I love you so much that love you that much.
This is also the point when you realize this point, because you know, sometimes when you are, I always say, when you are in love the first time, you know, when you're getting in love, you always think the first night, the first moment, you think, oh, I just want to give you love. I just want that you feel very, very good when you are with me. That you feel good always.
Yeah,
this is the first feeling that you have when you're getting love. And then when the relationship begins, and then you say, you have to give me this, and you have to give me that.
Right.
Why don't you give me this? And why didn't? And then when you change it again and you say, hey, come on, stop this shit, because I love you, and I love that you grew up, that you are what you want to be and what you want to become, whatever you want to become, and I'm there, like you said, as a partner on your way.
That's beautiful, Roberto, and I totally agree with you there. And I think a lot of it too is a lot of it is just the fact that first of all, I think people get too excited. They get too upset when it comes to love and relationships, right? So I have to just say for myself that I never thought I would be alone. And it's not because I'm arrogant, because I think, hot. But it's simply because I never felt in my deep heart I did not feel that I was going to be alone, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I said, even if I don't have a long-term partner, you can always have lovers. They come, they go. I never felt like I was just going to be alone. So I never had this desperate like search.
Yeah.
But that's just me, right? Mm-hmm. So when you are not looking, that's when things happen. Mm-hmm. When you're not so like focused and you're not so here like intense, that's when things kind of come along. Mm-hmm. And you are, you know, you attract what you need. In that moment, you attract the partner that you need. I really believe this. And so the main point is to, how can I say it? I mean, it's not to say that we have the perfect relationship. We have a good relationship, but we also had to work on that.
Yeah.
But the main point is that I think we were both willing to do two things. We were willing to try and choose love, right? And choose mm-hmm. each other over other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We said, okay, we want, you know, this is the person that I love. It mm-hmm. could be that I'm not going to be together or whatever, but this is still the person that I love.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The second mm-hmm. thing is also to choose oneself and say, I love you and I need this. Mm-hmm. I need this. Or to figure out, what does that person really bring to me? Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, she doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. But those are, you know, those mm-hmm. are kind of like silly points. The question is, what does that person give me? What does he give me? Mm-hmm. And what does he give me that I haven't learned to give to myself mm-hmm. or that other people that I knew before, they couldn't give that to me,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Beautiful. It's that. You just have to be so deep about things.
It's wonderful because it's also a very spiritual way, isn't it? As living, it's also a spiritual way. And I know mm-hmm. that you are a very spiritual woman, and you say also tarots are your passion. You know, can you tell us and our listeners something about your spiritual way? Where are you coming from, and where are you now today on your spiritual way and spiritual being?
You know what, Roberta? That was another one of those questions that I was brainstorming. Like, what can they possibly ask me? Right? So I was trying to write things down, and then, but I'm also a thinking person, so I got lost in my own analysis, because the question is what is spiritual?
Yes.
What is spirituality? So there's a lot of people that say, I'm spiritual. And I don't, you know.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm very spiritual.
Yes, I'm spiritual. Okay, so.
Spirit of the vine.
This, precisely. But that's exactly the point, Christina. Everything can be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, for me, what is my consciousness around that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for me, spirituality has two components. Number one, what am I connected to? What do I believe? Because a lot of people say, I'm spiritual, but they, and I, no, I'm going to forget about that because I don't want to judge anybody
yeah.
else. That's mm-hmm. not for me to say.
Yeah.
But my point is, for me, being spiritual means that I have two things. Number one, I understand who I really am and who I can really become. And by that, I don't mean a star on the stage. I mean like we all are inherently. You know, we are such divine beings. We have a special light inside of us mm-hmm. that's part of a much bigger light. It's just that we don't always find the way, or we don't have the consciousness really to connect with that. So for me, being spiritual is trying to bring that light out and trying mm-hmm. to keep that connection to the bigger, let's say the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's what spirituality is. And that can mean while I try to do that, I need tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people use astrology. Some people use a crystal. Some people do whatever they do. tarot is part of my spiritual journey, but it's not something that I necessarily chose. I feel like I get whatever it is that I need on this earth, in this life. I always get what I need to develop, to live, to be happy. That I get whatever it is that I need. And that's because I trust in the fact that we are part of a very benevolent and a very loving and a logical universe that we cannot even understand with our minds. Mm-hmm. We cannot. The only way that we can feel do that is we can feel that. Mm-hmm. And then we have to trust, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Because just because I believe something is true, that's not necessarily true.
But you have to trust it. That's a way.
You have a choice, but it's still a choice. You can choose to trust that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
I have questions about tarot cards. You know. I remember a very horrible New Year with Christina,
where we did it.
Oh my God! I was shocked because I was in such a good mood. I really thought, okay, next year, 2022, it will be my year. It will be the best year ever in my life. And then we did these tarot cards and it comes really just the bad things on the cards. And I really thought, what? Oh my God, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. So my question is, what is more, can you say it's more important what is written on the cards, or is more important my interpretation of what is written on the cards?
But Roberto, we're really going to do it like that?
Okay. If you want to hear that, he had to love his interpretation.
Let me just break it down. This is really, really easy. Okay, so the first point is, Roberto, so you're an actor, right?
I'm an actor, yeah.
And when you get on the stage, okay, it's not just about, okay, these are your lines and then you go through. Of course, there's a very technical way to do what you do. But once you get out there, the lights come on. Yeah. You know your lines. You hear the music. What happens to you? You just maybe, I think you probably do from what I know you. You know, from how much I know you, you just sink yourself into something, don't you? Something comes through you, mm-hmm. something that it's not a thinking process. You're just there with the audience and you have a connection to your gift, right?
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with the tarot. It's just that not everyone and not every time, there's not always a connection there. Mm-hmm. So what I think may have happened, first of all, you know, I'll tell you this, you can believe me or not, the cards do not lie. They do not. So if something goes wrong, it could be a lot of different reasons. Here's the tarot doctor. It could be, for example, why are you doing it? What is exactly do you want to find out? Because mm-hmm. the cards are not, you know, mm-hmm. they're not like your animir dama. You say, dance for me now.
Yeah, like, please tell me now that I have a good year. That I want I just want success, love, and all only the best thing, please.
And the cards are like, bitch, please, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, please, right? So the point is that all of these tools, whether it's the tarot, astrology, or something, they require a certain amount of respect, okay? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they're not your tools. They are tools that are given to you so that you have a chance to, if mm-hmm. if you're willing, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're willing, they will help you,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. To see, they're like maps. But just because you get a bad reading, it doesn't mean that that's necessarily what will happen to you. The cards are like, you know what, with it, we don't waste our time. It mm-hmm. could also be that. Sometimes when I read the cards, it's sort of like, okay, I know that they don't want me to ask. They want me to put the cards down and go up and do something. You mm-hmm. see? Mm-hmm. Because they are the channels for something that is stronger. And I don't mean that there's like these special tarot card spirits that come down from the heavens. I mean the higher part of you. Your intuition, you see? Mm-hmm. So I never use the tarot cards to tell a fortune, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing people who do that. That's how I first got involved with the tarot, because I wanted to make sure that my dark childhood would have an end, a happy one, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I came. Of mm-hmm. course, we all want to know what will happen. But the point is that the future really starts today. So yeah. this conversation, who knows what will happen? We might wake up tomorrow and think, oh my God. Or who knows? yeah. We might have some mm-hmm. other ideas, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever okay. we do
Ooh,
now.
It's very interesting. I don't know if you have, because we are now on the time. What
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, but I have well, a very...
You have a very question?
Important question.
Okay, please,
from
please,
my heart
please.
To Remy.
Oh, I love Ooh. Those questions.
Looking back on your life, Wendy,
yes, Christina,
so far, have you come close or near mm-hmm. to your dream life?
That's a good question, Christina. I never really thought about it. I never thought about what my dream life would be per se.
No. Oh, that's.
But you know what, Christina? My dreams have changed, right?
Yeah.
So if you'd asked me at 40, what's your dream
yeah.
like? That looks
yeah.
different
yeah.
than now.
That's my experience. Also.
Yeah,
our
priorities change. But yeah. one thing that I can say, and I can say this, is that I have lived a fantastic and an interesting life. And when I say that, I don't mean... You know, I don't mean it's all been like, oh, Disneyland, yeah. I'm sparkly, but I'm not stupid. So a lot, of, I mean, I've had
sparkling,
everything.
But I'm not, I like that.
What is sparkling? What is sparkling?
You know, when you have glitter.
Glitter.
I love glitter, love glitter.
A glitter life.
Yeah.
All the Aries love glitters.
I think the Leos do too.
Do
you're the
used
one that
to.
Has
yeah.
the glitter.
Yeah,
you put the shine on today.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, that looks lovely.
Just for you.
That's
just
beautiful.
You.
No, but I think that's the point, right? So I've been so fortunate in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've been all over the world. I have everything that I need. I have beautiful friends. I have a husband who loves me. I have family. I have everything that I need. Mm-hmm. But the point is since I have all of those things, I have so much to do with those. So I have not really found my true purpose.
Okay.
You know? I'm still looking for that. I have an idea.
For your own, not for the others?
Yeah, for because I think that everybody has some kind of a purpose.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're all artists in our own life.
Mm-hmm.
But what should I contribute? What can I do to make the world a better place? And it sounds really kitschy.
Mm-hmm.
But what can I do to empower people? You know, what do I bring to the table? What about my little footprint? When I'm gone, what will the 10 friends that I have left,
okay.
what will they say about me?
So you
Those
don't
are the
know
things.
The goal in your life?
Goals are one thing, but I don't know where the path is going. Let's put it this way.
Okay.
I don't know what the destination is,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm very happy with the life that I have. It doesn't mean that it's not... You know, that I can't improve that.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
we can also always have more happiness, right?
Yeah.
We can
sure.
always have
Absolutely.
More of everything.
Yeah, sure.
right?
yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The point is to redefine the dreams that you have, because your life is different. The things that were important to me maybe 2 days ago,
yeah.
I really don't care
yeah,
about
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
right?
Okay. But you have to look at your dreams and change it. All the time, so.
That's true, actually, Christina. So what I would really like to do is, I mean, I would like to become stronger in my person. I would like to, my dream is to
stronger.
Yeah, is to have more confidence. I would like to remain always in this like connection with my higher self, you know? Those are my dreams. It's really to be the best version of myself.
Ooh,
wow.
That's so beautiful.
That's
really
beautiful. Dream, that's beautiful. Actually. The best version of myself. Yeah.
Is it,
I wish you all the luck for that. But I think
I
know you,
Christina.
And it's not so long, but I think long enough to say, I think you will find it.
I better. Otherwise, I'm going to be very angry.
Yeah, it would be better. Right? Yeah.
We have a tradition here in the podcast.
We are at the end, I hear it.
We're now here on the end because we could talk for hours and hours.
Yeah,
with you.
Yeah,
and it's
sure.
So nice and it's so beautiful
it's
what you say.
Nice.
It's very lots of inspiration.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a tradition, but you already said such a lot of inspiration, but we have a tradition that in the end of the podcast we want to give to our listeners some inspiration of their life in their life in this time also where it is a really strange time where lots of people doesn't know what they have to do, what they have lots of fears inside. So are there some kind of inspiration? You already give a lot, but perhaps some inspiration that you want to give or some advice how we can or how we can because it's we are also one
for us,
it's also a part of how we can go through these times.
You know what? I think the most important thing is, there are two things. Number one is to just trust yourself, you know? Be yourself, be who you are, and do not let anything or anyone stand in the way for you to be yourself. And by that, I mean, be an individual, express yourself, tell your truth, do what you think is right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying do it and hurt people. I think it's important to realize that we all are kind of together. You can't go around hurting people. But as much as you can, be yourself. And number two is just be kind, you know?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Just be kind. Be kind to yourself and just be kind to other people. Because nothing stays the same. Just because now sometimes the sky is dark and we have the world is big and scary, let's face it. But that doesn't mean that there are still not little moments in a day that are happy. You know, the tulips are still blooming. The buses are still running. I'm so happy. The wine is still good, right? Sometimes I think you have to focus on those small things. So be yourself, trust yourself, and just try to be kind and compassionate towards other people.
Beautiful.
That's what I would do.
Great. Very beautiful. I thank you so much. And you, Christina, what do you want to give to our listeners?
Same. I think in that times we go through now, my advice is take always your time to make sure that you are happy.
Take your time to make sure that you are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah, but that's really important.
Yeah. Very important.
Sometimes you always, sometime you have in one day to make sure that you, in some moments, you're happy.
Are you happy in this moment?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I'm so happy. We had Wendy as a guest because it was such a wonderful talk.
Yeah.
It's really lovely. I like it so much.
I'm so happy that we finally found the time to talk with you, because it was really, really beautiful. It was so full of inspiration.
Yeah, and now I want to know, and when you want to know, what's your inspiration?
I think it's also a little bit the same thing. Yeah. Let nobody walk on your head and go through this life as honest as possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was for me also very important.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all the same.
It's a little bit all the same line.
Great, but that's
and
it
this is that, this is very important.
In that
yeah.
times, no.
And
yeah.
Yeah, let's be kind. Let's be kind to ourselves. It's really beautiful. I think this
to
is a good
and
to ourselves and to
exactly.
other people too.
Yeah.
Hey Wendy,
this
like I said,
it's so fun.
We find the we are arrived on the end of this podcast, not of the end of our friendship and of talking. This is the beginning. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you both. This is so fun. Thank you.
And
really.
Ciao, Wendy.
Chin chin.
Ciao.
Chin chin.
Thank you.
Ciao, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Ciao, Batom.
Christina. Ich freue mich sehr, das war jetzt sehr, sehr schön und wir werden uns beim nächsten Mal wieder alleine treffen.
Bist du sicher?
Ich denke schon.
Ich habe
auch keinen Blick.
Mal gucken, was passiert.
Alles Liebe euch und liebe ZuhörerInnen und
alles
auf
Liebe.
Ganz bald.
Auf bald.
Ciao, ciao Christina.
Ciao.
Zwischen Defekt und Excellence.